money.
Keelan's looking over here at what we're going to talk about at Money Chat today.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know today. I'm really curious. You always got some good nuggets for us, Tina.
Well, I thought I'd talk about the cost of purchasing versus interest rate and what that might look like. So as I'm sure all of our listeners are know, that mortgage interest rates are still increasing. They're actually the highest that they've been over the last 7 years. The average for the 30-year fixed last week was 4.86. Last year, average was 3.94. So that's almost a 1% increase in interest rates over the last 12 months. So just to put this in perspective, every eighth of a percent in interest rate is about $25 a month in your mortgage payment. So really what's more important is how does that adjust your buying power? It lowers your buying power by about $5,000 for every eighth of a percent increase that the rates go up. So if we saw a 1% increase over the last 12 months, that means you've just lost buying power of $20,000. So the cost of purchasing a home is much more important than the price of the home. That's what I wanted to talk to you about today. So obviously prices is part of the equation, and assuming that you're not buying a home all cash, that's a whole nother conversation. But for our listeners that are actually using a mortgage, you're going to have mortgage interest rate. So the mortgage interest rate can have a dramatic impact on the overall cost. So I'm not attempting to predict the future and the interest rates, but I want to help you understand the potential impact of the cost of purchasing a home if interest rates do continue to increase. Even if you think the real estate market may drop in price, whole nother conversation. I think we're in a very strong market here, and I don't want to insinuate that we're going to see a drop in the market, but that's conversation with a little bit of shift that we've had. So if you think that the price might go down, believing that interest rates would increase, the cost of your home could be more expensive. So let's just look at this from numbers perspective. That's what Keelan and I do, so it's nice to bring the numbers in here. If today you could purchase a home for $500,000, with an interest rate of 4.875, and you came in with a 5% down payment, that would put your loan amount at $475,000. Principal and interest payment would be $2514 a month. So if you waited to purchase thinking the market is going to decrease, let's just say the market dropped 5%, which would bring that $500,000 home down to $475,000. With the same down payment of 5%, your loan amount would be $451,000. Obviously, you're borrowing less money because the property price went from $500 to $475. Okay. It's a little bit nicer if you got a visual here, but I'm sure you're able to stick with me. So now let's say the interest rate went up. It was 4.875. Now it's gone up 1% at 5.875. So your principal and interest would be $2669. So for a $25,000 discount in price because you waited when the market dropped 5%, but a 1% increase in rate because you waited and now the interest rates went up, the increase in the payment was $155 a month. So over 7 years, that's $24,000 in interest. So the lost in buying power is another way to look at this. If you would have bought right now and you've lost over $50,000 in buying power based on the interest rate, so you could have purchased a $550,000 home, keeping your payment at the same that the purchase price would be if the where the rates are at now or at that 1% increase. So there's a couple of different ways to look at it, but what I wanted to really share is it really is the cost that's going to have typically a bigger impact than the actual price of the home. So make sure that you're looking at all the numbers and make sure you're really strategizing on what might make the best decision for you in whether you're going to be taking advantage of this market that we're in right now with these interest rates. That's a little money chat for you coming up next in the Money Hour. Activate your soul power. Danelle Green with Higher Path Healing, Celebrations of Life, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.